Like they lose all the greatness they used to have.
Time ends here, but the end is they go to Gehenna. Then the Mishnah said, "Mishemaisin Neviim Rishonim." When the first Neviim Rishonim died, mastered by the Churban, the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, it stopped the Urim V'Tumim. That means by the second bias, it did not have the Urim V'Tumim. Man Neviim Rishonim, who was called the Neviim Rishonim? Omer Rafune Zed Dovru Shmuel Ushloimai. Goes on these three. We have Nachman Omer B'Yemei David. It goes on B'Yemei David. No Zimnin Solik, but Zimnin Solik. Like sometimes they used to ask the Urim V'Tumim, they used to answer. Sometimes they didn't answer. Sherei Shoyel Tzadik V'Yosalei. Tzadik asked from the Urim V'Tumim and didn't answer. Shoyel V'Yosav L'Yosalei. V'Yos asked from the Urim V'Tumim and didn't answer him. Like sometimes it answered, sometimes it didn't. Shenemar says V'Yala V'Yosav. V'Yosav went up. Mashmet didn't answer by him. Mosiv Rova Bar Shmuel. Pasuk says V'Yihi Lidro Shalakim. That mean Kol Yimei Zecharia Hamevin Brois Lakim. That they were maven to understand what Hashem wants in the Yimei Zechariah. And that was way after the debate. That was later. So my love, Urim V'Tumim, doesn't mean after the Urim V'Tumim. They asked the Urim V'Tumim. So you see, even like in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, there was also the Urim V'Tumim. Tomorrow says, Loi, the Nevi'im, that they used to ask, they didn't ask the Urim V'Tumim anymore. That taka was bottle. It just means they asked the Nevi'im that were around then. But then the Urim V'Tumim stopped after the Beis Hamikdash Harishon. Tosh. They lost their schus. Toshma, Mishachoru Beis Hamikdash Rishoin Botlu Ore Miglosh. It stopped the loch of Ore Miglosh from Ore Levim, Rashi says. Shatina Makosim Migroshus. The Torah said that outside the land they had this 1,000 amas of just open land for them. So after the Beis Hamikdash, it was Charav. Ulpostu Urim V'Tumim. And it stopped Indian of Urim V'Tumim. Ulpostak Melech Beis David. There's no more Malchus of Beis David. V'yimlach shevodim loyim, somebody would want to say, the pasuk says, V'yomer hisrash tolem, ha'shelo yochlu mikodesh hakadoshim, ad omat koyim li'um v'tumim. That mashma, there was the Urim V'Tumim then, om aloy no, it means to say, kodim shem l'chaber, like somebody said, and that was after the Beis Hamikdash. So chutz mashma, you had the Urim V'Tumim even after the Beis Hamikdash? So Gemara says, no, there what the pasuk means to say is, kodim shem l'chaber, like somebody says to his friend, ha'sheyich... until this meant to say until the Mason will become alive again. In other words, there's something to hope for again. Havadar at that time, after the Churban of Hamikdash Harishon, they did not have the Urim V'Tumim anymore. The apostle was just saying there, they're hoping that amidst Hashem they'll get it back again. Like a person says, he's waiting for the Mashiach to come. Who's called the Neviim Rishonim? All the way down till Liafuke Michagaz Chayim Malachai. The Achrenim Ninu. Just means up until the Neviim of Chagaz Chayim Malachai. They were called Neviim Achrenim. By them there was no more Urim V'Tumim. The Tana Rabbonin. Mishemesu Chagaz Chayim Malachai Nistalku Ruach HaKadosh from Yisrael. That's when Ruach HaKadosh was taken away from Klal Yisrael. V'yafal Pekeno Yimishtam Shem Bavaskel. Even though there was no more Ruach HaKodesh, but a basko they used to use. Shepam Machas, once it happened, Hoye Mesubim Balias Beis Gur Yabirichoy. And Nitnu Aleyim Baskel, a basko came out Min HaShemayim V'Yomro. Yesh Bechom Odem Echad, there's one person here, Shirosh Tishrosh Kina Lov. He's really Roy to have Ruach HaKodesh. Elo, Shein Dora Roy Lakach, the door is not Roy for it. Who is that person? Nosnu Menayim B'Hil Lazokin, they put the eyes upon Hil Lazokin. Ukeshe Meis, and when Hil was Meis, Hespidu, they gave on his Hespid, they said, Hai Chosad Ayonev Tamidu Shal Ezra. He was a Talmud from Ezra that was still Zoychat have the Ruach HaKodesh. Vishuv Pamachas happened once another time also. Vishuv Pamachas, Agres Hoyim Mesubim Aliyah Biavne. Nitnu Lem Baskel Minashman, Baskel came down Minashman, Vyarm and said, Leish Mechem, Odom Echot Sheroyush Tishrosh Kinolov. There's one person who also that's worried to have the Ruach HaKodesh on him. Hele Shein Dor is Lakon Lakash, but his Dor is, the generation is not ready for it. Nostu Enayim B'Shmul HaKotin, they put the words in Shmul HaKotin. Ukeshemes, when he was Mei Shmul HaKotin, it's Bidu, they said on his Hespid, Hayonav Haychoset Tamidu Shal Hillel. He was also Talmud from Hillel, was Zoychef Ruch HaKodesh. V'yafu Weimer, B'Shas Misosa, that Shimon V'Yishmael, Lechova V'Chavrua, to the Chaveres L'Kotla, V'Sharama L'Vizoy, V'Yokin Tzigi Nasidin L'Meisei Alama.
In other words, Mashma B'Shas the Misa of Shmuel HaKotin was also a basko that came out and told them, like Shimon and Yishmael, they're going to be killed with swords. and the rest of the Am will be like bad things will happen to them, and will come that the whole city will be killed out. That's what Pascal said then. Then the more ends off Yaf our Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, big shuloyma hey chosed hayonuf. Even on Yehuda ben Babos, when he was nifta, they wanted to give a shvach about him to say he was a chosid, he was noniv. Hilash nifra for sure, the time passed away, they couldn't do it. Shein maspidim ala ruge malchus. Because he was killed during the ruge malchus, by the ruge malchus, they did not give any espedim then. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold enough mem chesim abeis, the third line from the big lines. When the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, it was bottled the Shomer, this worm that they used to crack the stones with. Tan Rabbanim went like this. Shomer, this type of a worm, was Sheboi Bona Shleimus Beis Hamikdash. Shleimus Melech built the Beis Hamikdash with it. Shneimer the Pasuk says, V'habayis bihi b'noisoi, Evan Shleimus, used an Evan Shleimus, Maso Nivne. So hadvorim kichsovim divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda learns like this: that an even shleima, every even was complete. In other words, they did not use any iron to break the stones. So how did they break the stones? It was only done with a shomer, with this worm. Omalur Nechemim. Nechemim says back, no. V'chiyev shleima came. Can you say like this? V'aloi kvar nema. The pasuk says koleila avonim yikarois migaroyes v'magero. All these fancy stones that they used for the Beis Hamikdash, it was cut with a sword. Migororis the Magero, that they used to use a sword to cut it. So you see, they did use metal to cut the stones. In Cain, if so, in the Chemia says, Matam loima lanishma beis bivinoisoi. What does it mean to say that they did not like use metal in the Beis Hamikdash? Shoyim esakim ibachutz or machnas bimifnim. It means they used to chop the stones up outside. But when they brought it inside the Beis Hamikdash, there they did not have to use metal. That's the way Reb Nechemia learns. They did not use the shomer, according to him. We'll soon see why they used it. But according to Reb Nechemia, they used to use metal to break the stones. Just they broke it outside, and they brought it in, it was finished. Omar Rebbe says, Niran Divrei Reb Yehuda. He likes Reb Yehuda's pshat, the Avnei Migdash. And the avonim that were used to build the Beis Hamikdash itself, they used to use the shomer, they used to use the worm to crack it. And the stones, when Shlomo Melech built his own house, then it's like a Nechemia that they used to use metal to break it outside, and they brought it inside. According to he himself, shomer l'mayosa, for what purpose did they have the shomer? According to him, they used to break the stones with metal outside. So why did they have to have this worm, the shomer? So Gemara says, Miboyle l'kiratanya, we need it like we learned. Miboyle l'kiratanya, that avonim halolu, these stones, ein kaisven oison b'djoy, they did not write like the Torah on it, b'djoy, with ink. Mishum shenem reposik says, pituche choysom, that has to be like carved out. No, not the Torah, they're the names. V'yein mesartin aleim b'yizmo, they didn't scratch it out with an izmo, with a knife. Mishum shenema b'mluyoysom, that the stones have to be complete. Elo, how do they do it? Kaisav aleim b'djoy. They used to write the names of the shvatim on it in ink. Umar lehen shomer b'machutz, and they would put the shomer on the outside, vein nifkoyis meleim, and it would break by itself, like crack in by itself, kitein azu, like this type of a fig, she nifkas b'yomaisachama, that cracks open in the summer, v'yein chaser klum, and nothing is missing inside. Here also, this Evan, where Shlema was a complete Evan, it was just like cracked out inside. Or Kibika, like a valley zoo, Shenifkas b'moiseg shomim, like gives a crack in the winter, V'yena chaser klum, no ground is missing there. It just gives a crack. Tana Rabbanim, learned like this. Shomir zeb riyosoi kisayra. When the Shoma was created, it was born the size of a barley. Only Sheshesh Yimei Bereshis Nivra was created at the beginning of the Briyas Olam. V'yein kol dov akash yochalam b'fonov. Nothing hard could withstand it. It breaks through anything dov akash. B'ma mishamr noisoi. If so, how do they hold it? How do they keep it? It'll break through anything. So teretz was korcha noisoi b'svugim shol semer. The softest thing they used to hold it. They used to use svugim bundles of katin, of wool, shol semer. Or menicha noisoi, they put it inside it, b'yitni shal eiver, malaya subi serum.
a lead bottle full of the soup and the bad parts of the barley, the bran of the barley. That's what used to hold the shomer. Amar Rabbi Yami, Mishechorav Mikdas Rishon, when the first Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, is bought La Shira Pandor. It was bought, they didn't have any more fancy type of silk. Shira Pandor, Rashi says, Min Meshiru, a type of a silk. Uzchuches Levona, they didn't have any more white glass. Yeah. Tanya Namiach, we learned like this also, that Mishechorav Mikdash Rishon bought La Shira Pandor. It was bought to this good type of a silk. Uzchuches Levona, and there was no more white type of a glass, a fancy type of a glass. For Rechev Barzel, and metal chariots. The Yeshayim, some say, Af Yayin Koresh, like a hard wine, a chilled wine, Habo Mishnir, that used to come from Shnir, Ha Doima Ki Igule Devela, which is Doima like a pie, Igule Devela, like a pie made out of figs. That's how that wine used to be, Choshev wine, that was bought when the Beis Hamikdash was Koresh. Then the Mishnah says, V'noifes tzufim, that they stopped having what? Noifes tzufim, the honey. My noifes tzufim, amarav, solus, a type of a flower, shet sofa gabe napa, used to float on top of the sieve. V'doima was likely isa shenelusha b'dvash b'shemen, like a dough that was kneaded with honey and oil. For Levi Yama, Levi says, it was shtei kikrois, two pieces of bread. Hanidbokos petana, that was attached to the, put onto the oven. V'toivchoist used to, it was blowing up like, O'boyis ad shemegiyas uzu, to one touched another. Also a very choshev thing. Rabbi Shurban Levi, Omar zed vash, no, it means real honey. Habo menat tzifo, that came from this place called tzifo, from Seifim, that's where it came from. Rashi is the horim agvoyim, shemisham tzeflam rochik. That's where this honey came from. My mashma, how do we know this? Kidimetagim rav sheshis, keman denotaz debriyoso, like the flies are coming and flying on top of the world. Or my sin and dufshan, they brought honey meisveitura from the grass of the mountains. So it was choshev honey that came. Okay, when the Beis Hamikdash was chorav, was bought to this noifes tzufim. They stopped having this good type of honey. It stopped when the Beis Hamikdash was chorav. Yeah. Tanan Hossam, we learned over there. Kol han nitzuk tor. Anything that's mystic, when you pour something, so this called it a chibur, it's like attached. That kol hanitz, no, kol hanitzik is tor, Rashi says, hamara mekli tor. Lekli tom, if you pour something, if you pour some wine from a bottle, the top bottle is tor, and you pour it down, it lands into a jar on the bottom that's tomei, is ene kluach mitzar from liyas chibur. We said that it's not called a chibur. That the top wine is still tor. If you pour some wine out of a bottle, even though the wine comes down as kaseder attached to the wine on the bottom, and the bottom wine is tamei, it is not metama the wine on top, because nitzik is not called the chibur. It's called hanitzik when you're pouring something tor. It's called tor. It's not called the chibur an attachment. Chutz mitvas sipim, a chutz from a special type of honey, v'yatzvichim. This special type of very thick honey, it's thick, it's very thick, therefore it's not cold like it's floated, like it's flowing, but it's called the chibra. It's called like one solid piece, that then it's attached, and the bottom will be metam at the top. My tzifim, what does it mean, tzifim? Omer Rabbi Yechanan Dvash, it means honey, shemezayfim boy, that people use it to make ziv, to like, to erase with it. So Rashi says, mitoich shu'a toy, since it's very good, v'yav and thick, Marvin boy mayin v'yayin v'any karim boy. Like fool people. Like you can mix up inside it some water and some wine, and you'll sell it for honey. That's the Mishum Zayfim boy, they fool you with it. So that's the name of a place. Because the Pasuk says, Zif v'telem avolos. The name of a place, Zif. That's where this fancy honey came from. Another thing like this we find, Atoim, you tell me, Bebo hazifim, v'yayim l'shol halay David. That the Zifim came and told Shaul about David. My Zifim, what does it mean the Zifim came? I'm Rabbi Yechanan v'neyodam ha-mezayfim devrayim. It means people that say sheker, that change around their words, that's called ha-mezayfim devrayim. They change around their words. But Rabbi Lezo Oimer, al-shem ekoimim, no, it means the people from this place called Zifim. Kedichsiv zif petelim abolos, the name of a city. The same machlokes we have here, we have over there also. When the pasuk says bebo hazifim, does it mean people that lie, or does it mean from the name of the place? Then the Mishnah says also it was posku anshei amona. It stopped coming. We didn't have any more anshei amona. People have amuna in Hashem. This is all by again by the churban and the base. The midrash rishon it was posku anshei amona. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, elu bnei adam shein ma'aminim b'kodesh baruch hu. It means people that have complete trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shirashi says it means levatim emoinim, that they're not afraid to give away their money. Lenoi hider mitzvah. In order to do a mitzvah, behider, to do a nice mitzvah. That they're not afraid to say we're going to lose out by spending money for mitzvahs, but they have bitachon in Hashem. Uletztokah, they give money for tztokah. Uletzoy Shabbos v'yamim tovim. They spend money on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And they have a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay them back. The Tanya we learned, Rebbe Lezer God Leimer, Kol mi sheyesh lepas pesalei. If somebody has bread in his basket to eat, for Yomer, but he says, Ma oichol amacha, what am I going to eat tomorrow? Is einoy ela mekatnei emuna. Such a person is missing emuna, belief, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like you have what to eat today, be happy. Or be tomorrow, the same way you have today, you'll have tomorrow. V'hainu di Yom Rebbe Lezer, my disciple, what the pasuk says, Ki mi baz li yom ketanis, who is mevayish like Mesa Mis? The day, a small day, means me goring la tzadikim she yizbazbez shulchanim l'osad lavoi. What takes away from the tzadikim? They won't have that much reward. L'osad lavoi ketana shoyeben shloi heminu b'kodesh baruch hu. Means a little bit that they were missing to have the real emuna in the kodesh baruch hu. The little emuna, the ketana emuna, that takes away from the reward. Rav says, Elu Ketane b'nei Rishoy Yisrael. This means the small Ketane of Yisrael. Rashi says it means Shemes, Shemesu Keshen Ketanim. They die when they're still young. Shemevazvizvin din Avi.